Treat them like, ow, like the ditty bopping daddy that I am.
So tell me, what are your feelings on police and community relations?
Come on. I know what the feelings are. I know what she's thinking. Hey, come on, let's be honest here. I know what she's thinking. Here's her feelings on community relations. Move that car out of the air station before I rearrange your face. Here's your community relations right here. You're done. Yeah. I know that. That's why I'm not going to ask those kind of questions. I'd rather ask her about the wacky things that happen. Look at me. Get down there. I never did show her how I could move. Get down there. Look at me now. Ooh. Get down. Yeah. Funny, though. After her 20 years on the force, I could look in her eyes, and I could only see the memories. 20 years worth of altercations. I can almost see the high-speed chases. I guess I could have read her some of the stories from my police blotter. I remember when I was with the Jack's PD. I did a little bit of vice work. And I was on that patrol where every now and then, you know, the community would get up in arms. You have to pick up the hookers. And so I one time seen this hot-looking thing. Obviously there. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. They're walking down the street in a dangerous neighborhood. You know they're there with the intention to commit a crime. And I saw this thing walking along. There I was in civilian clothes, civilian car. She looked sweet. So I went through the usual rigmarole. Next thing you know, we're in the alleyway. She took my $20. I had enough for an arrest right there, but I couldn't resist. She got down on all fours, and I'm like, Yes! Leaning my elbow up against the garbage can. Dog is dying. Yeah. Daddy does good work, don't it? Daddy does good work. Well, I leaned back and geyser. I said, oh, that was sweet. Oh, by the way, you're under arrest. Yeah. So I throw the cuffs on her. Sling her in the back of the squad car. And we get before the night judge. She described the whole procedure. And the judge says, well, obviously not guilty. Case dismissed. I said, not guilty, Your Honor. What do you mean not guilty? Here's a $20 bill. He said, yeah, you may have got a $20 bill. But I find her not guilty because obviously she had the law behind her all the way.
The radio show that dares to be different. The Grease Man.